Very good morning to Councillor Glenn Milne.
Good morning, Matt, man.
Great to catch up with you, buddy. Thank you for joining us this morning. And yes, it is very, very nippy outside. 3 degrees at the moment there.
Yeah, ice on the windscreen this morning. I think the cool weather's hit.
Certainly has, mate. Plenty of roadworks happening around the area. I mentioned yesterday construction on the 13th Street and San Mateo Avenue intersection is on track to wrap up next Friday. 13th Street closed between Sarnia Avenue and also Dawn Avenue for a week as works are completed. Asphalt works on the roundabout plan to start Monday, April 26. And of course, parking spaces opposite the shopping precinct and a 3 raised pedestrian crossings being installed along San Mateo Avenue. So quite a bit happening in regards to roadworks. We should also mention the speed limit on San Mateo Avenue between 7th Street and 14th Street will also be reduced from 60 kilometres to 50 kilometres an hour in line with the existing speed limits on Deakin and Ontario.
Yeah, and look, there's a lot of work going on in town and some people get upset about it, but we've got to keep our roads in good condition.
It needs to be done, doesn't
especially
it?
Especially around the town. Yeah, absolutely. And we've also had our team, they've been flat out over the last sort of 12 months or so, clearing sand out in the Milloway. You know, they do a great job. 750,000 tonnes of sand they moved
Amazing.
Off the road. So our guys have been busy. You know, we've had private contractors help with that. So that keeps money in the town. So there is a lot of work. You know, sometimes I think people think council don't do a lot. But, you know, our road teams, they do a fantastic job and they get it done as quick as they possibly can.
All right. Now, a community meeting at Nantillock tonight, is there?
The councils will be down there. Look, that is part of our 2040 vision, but there was also a community meeting call down there, so they're combining both of those. But if you've got issues down at Nantillock, want to talk to the councillors, get in there to the pub and have a chat. They'll be down there, I think, from 5:30 onwards, so you know, be a nice night to be inside by the fire in there or something too. So get into the Nantillock pub to have that community chat.
Yeah, good place to go for a meal as well. Fantastic meals there at the Nantillock Tavern. Anzac Day this coming Sunday.
We need to get out there and support our war veterans and, you know, buy a poppy, put some money back in. You know, the world hasn't been the same and there's been a lot of concern about whether we'd have marches, etc. But we need to get out, support our war servicemen and women.
The Sidecar Championship's happening this weekend, Olympic Park Speedway, both Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, won't that be fantastic? I mean, these guys are crazy. I love crazy people, you know. We've got a lot of them in Sunraysia. That's something that makes Sunraysia wonderful. You know, these guys get on there. Those motorbikes don't want to go in a straight line, let alone go around a corner. They're spectacular. They're fun. They're highly skilled. And it's fast and furious. And it'll be a great competition because this weekend they really are playing for Sheep Station. So get out there if you want a good night of exciting motorsport. Get out there and look at those sidecars. They are just sensational.
Yeah, certainly will be. So, like I say, both Friday and Saturday night, we'll catch up with BJ Gledhill towards the end of the week and have some further details about the event. Great to catch up with you, Milne. Thank you so much for your time this morning. As always, Councillor Glenn Milne.